From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine 2 that the Greene County Legislature unanimously adopted a local law February 6 to give a tax break to first responders. Volunteer firefighters and volunteer emergency medical personnel will get a county property tax exemption of 10% of assessed value of the primary home of a volunteer first responder. And any volunteer who has 20 or more years of service will get the exemption for life. But Greene County Real Property Tax Service Director Raymond Ward says, and I quote, "For the 20-year exemption, you must have to live within the county," end quote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. At the Town of Catskill February 7th meeting, Town Attorney Theodore Hilscher said there were at least three subdivision proposals before the town. Hilscher proposed a recreation plan as a way to regulate the new subdivisions. His proposal would force developers to set aside natural areas and have playgrounds and could create a recreation trail in Catskill. Here is a brief excerpt of Hilscher speaking before the town board at the February 7th meeting from the WGXC web stream of the meeting.
This came up, this whole issue came up in front of the planning board because we have, we go years without a major subdivision application and all of a sudden we have three in front of us. And so there are provisions in town law for subdivisions to either set aside land for recreational use, or if they don't have the land in their subdivision, the planning board can require that they make a payment to the town recreational fund. And I guess we don't have a recreational fund yet. You need to, in order to go to an applicant and tell them that you want them to make a contribution, the law requires certain things. It's town law 277. It requires the town to have identified the need for a recreational plan, and then the planning board has to go through. They have to make a finding that they looked at this subdivision, and the subdivision is going to, increase population in the town, and it would be helpful to the town if the town has recognized that there's some recreational needs, and they could ask for a contribution.
Anyone can tune in to the entire Town of Catskill February 7th meeting in the WGXC audio archives. Rachel Silverstein reports in the Times Union that Amy Gildmeister, the Schoharie Town Health Director who recommended masks and vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic and was then frozen out of her job, was hired by the State Department of Health. Gildmeister was unanimously approved for a new 6-year term by the Schoharie County Board of Health, but was allegedly denied access to her office and county resources by opponents of her policies. The Schoharie County Board of Supervisors refused to reauthorize Gildmeister's salary. Gildmeister left the resignation letter that cited, and I quote, "hostile work conditions," end quote, and I quote, "extreme duress," end quote, as reasons for the new job. The Schoharie Board of Supervisors claimed there were complaints about her work, but never produced any proof of those allegations, and denied a Times Union Freedom of Information Law request for a copy of a report on Gildmeister that was allegedly presented during an executive session of the board. Read the full story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County bus ridership is up 38% in the last 3 months of 2022 after the rides became free. The Ulster County Area Transit, commonly known as UCAT, began free rides in October. Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger said, and I quote, "The increase in ridership is exactly what we'd hope to see with the elimination of fares, and since state funding is tied to ridership, this means more funding to the county to invest in public transit," end quote. Ridership was 85,476,000 during the final 3 months of 2022 in Ulster County. Last August, the Ulster County Legislature voted 16-7 to to offer the bus at no cost for riders, with all Republicans voting against the measure. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.